This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Valerie. I think pretty damn sure that that's who gave me the jacket after all.
It's written on the jacket.
Unless it's smudged or something.
It's got to be her.
I feel that way.
Yeah, it's her.
It's her.
I blame Edwin, the evil genius, for he was like, I think it's Irene. I'm like, oh, you think? All right.
Oh, you blame Edwin him for you not getting the name right
that
of the
correct.
Jacket that you were gifted from a lady just the other day ago, and she wrote her name on it.
Yep.
But it's his fault.
Well, there were 1,000 people at that gig, so how could I possibly...
Is that the final tally?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 1,111 people. It's very specific. It was a very Jane-like number. Speaking of Jane, SF Symphony tickets all this week. Jane has your tickets at 305. It's Jane, and I've got tickets. She'll give you a code word that you text to 20357, and then you've got your chance to win a pair of tickets to How to Train Your Dragon on July 27th, Dolly Parton's Threads on August 1st, and The Princess Bride on August 2nd. All part of SF Symphony's Summer Concert Series at Davies Symphony Hall, courtesy of the SF Symphony. That's big, right?
Very.
So good. When it's, can someone look and see when the live action How to Train Your Dragon is coming out? That's one of my, do you like that movie? Have you seen that?
Yes.
Yeah, I love that movie, the cartoon.
June 13th.
Oh, it's right around the corner. Ooh, so exciting.
You won't go to that.
I probably won't, but I will stream it for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I really like it. I don't know if that's a Disney thing, but either way.
It's Universal.
Oh, it is. How do you know that? Oh, it's right there. Got it.
925 texted in. Hey, Vin, what about Dirty Summer Feet Woman? Didn't use deodorant and didn't have smelly pits, but what about her dirty feet? Did they get smelly? No, they weren't smelly. They were dirty. Mm. They were covered in dirt. They weren't smelly, but they were black with the dirt from the asphalt and the street and the dirt.
And yet she was willing to share a bed with you. So, I mean, be grateful. That's all.
I realize that you are someone who believes that I couldn't possibly meet some lady and make it happen, but
I watched you make it happen.
I don't have to sit there and stand for that, man. You can't get in my bed with dirty black. Get in the, at least sit on the sink countertop.
Oh,
pull some soap out and wash your
feet.
In the
sink.
In the sink, at least.
Oh.
God forbid you just take a shower after a whole day, but you know. I don't want to, that I'm not going to turn down.
I see.
You don't have to freshly shower, but
what if I just take like a Windex and some paper towels? Would that be enough? Would that be enough?
They'd be so shiny.
Who the F does that?
Someone with some filthy feet and a boyfriend who's being a real pain in the ass. That's who. How about just like those, where are those Clorox wipes? We got those around here?
They didn't have those back then. This was, you know, probably 1995.
The 1900s?
Yeah, oh my or God. 95 is probably the year.
She's probably not even still alive.
Probably dried up and blew away in her 90s.
I wasn't even born yet.
Right.
Windex. That is a new one. Very well done.
Oh, thank you. I mean, it'll clean anything.
But it's a no.
Oh.
You're going to need some.
Why?
Soap.
It's antibacterial.
And, because Windex has a smell and it's actually kind of gaggy.
Oh.
You like that smell?
I do.
That ammonia, ammonia.
Well, it smells like clean. I like that.
On your skin.
Well, I don't use it to clean my skin. I just put my dirty feet right in the bed. I don't care.
No, you don't, you liar.
I don't care. I'm just going to get in there and rub them.
Anyway,
on your side of the bed.
Trash me, please. God.
Oh. All right. There's some pretty good stories here, except that you'll be horrified by this. I don't know why this is real, but it is. Spotify, SoundCloud, and other platforms have banned Kanye West's new single because I guess people were pissing and moaning about it. It's called Heil Hitler. It is, as of the printing of this story this morning, it is still on Twitter, or X if you must, where it has already racked up millions of streams. The artwork for the track, which resembles a swastika, has also received millions of views. Is it still on there? Meanwhile, so hooray, he's got a Heil Hitler song now. This is Kanye. What on earth are you doing? Meanwhile, Kanye's former friend, John Legend, says it's sad and sometimes shocking to see what he's become. He says, back in the day, Kanye had so much optimism, so much creativity. I didn't see a hint of what we're seeing now. His obsessions with anti-Semitism, anti-blackness. It is sad to see his devolution. And while John Legend says he doesn't feel qualified to psychoanalyze Kanye, he says he started to notice a difference in his behavior after the death of his mom in 2007. Which I actually almost should have played a game with that. I thought that was much more recent than that. Like, it's hard to believe that it's been almost 20 years since 2007.
When did him and Kim K hook up?
I would say, let's see, I think their one kid is like maybe 10 or 12. So I'll say 2013. Oh, okay. Do you not know?
No, I was asking because I can see clearly he's had a break from reality.
Mm-hmm.
He's having serious mental problems. And unfortunately, because he has all this money, he's not going to seek help and people will continue to put mics and cameras in front of him. But he's.
Oh, 2012.
Music is still up on Twitter, by the way.
That one song.
Yeah. There's different versions. I'm trying to make
great.
Sense.
Oh, great. Oh, really, how wonderful. More than one version of the Heil Hitler song.
It's
fantastic.
Hard to make sense of his feed. It is.
Yeah.
That is
actually kind of a gentle way of putting anything about Kanye. It's hard to make sense of fill in the blank. I don't know. I don't even know what to say about it. Like, it's just, to me, I actually feel like maybe someone stumbles upon that and goes, what? And clicks on it. And that's why it has so many views. Because I would like to think that people would be like, I'll never click on anything that says that.
Yeah, but you know.
Yes.
People rolling around the internet looking for stuff to click on have some time on their hands.
That is true, Vin. Anyway, there you go. That's the story. Luckily, Spotify and SoundCloud and several other music platforms have all banned Kanye West's new single called Heil Hitler, as they should. Anyway, there you go. That's the latest on him. Like, everything that comes out of that corner is just a very mm-hmm. sad train wreck.
And but he's not the first guy to mention that his mom dying must have some part in this. I don't know
John
enough.
John Legend saying that about Kanye.
I don't know enough about what is wrong with him and how that comes on. I know there are certain mental illnesses that come on in college, though. So, like, a kid will go away to school and the parents will start hearing crazy stories about the kid thinking...
They go crazy from the parents.
It's not... No, it's not... It's age-related.
Okay.
But this is... So it's a thing where the kid's away at school and then stuff starts happening where the parents are like, my son would never do that.
Mm-hmm.
We've never seen anything that would hint at the behavior that's now happening, and it's age-related.
Mm.
And it just... happens to be around the time when kids are in that 19 to 25.
And no one is right there, you know, waiting for them mm-hmm. to come home at night and saying, well, I'm sorry, what do you think you're going to do?
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know what's going on with him or how that
awful
came or
just awful. Like what the F
has grown into this.
Happening. I know. It's gross.
And at one time, just for the record, I did like his music. He had some really funny and good songs before he right off the deep end.
Yep.
Schizophrenia usually hits around 19, says 619.
Oh.
There's a couple things that come on right around that age, and it just happens to coincide with being away from mom and dad, but it's not because of.
What a strange thing.
Mm-hmm.
To think that that's an age for something like that. That would also be an age when you want to wait to the army or to
well, and
military.
As a parent, you go through so much worrying, so much fretting over every little thing. And to think that you've gotten them to this point where you're like, we did it.
We launched them out.
And then something from out of left field takes over. And now you've got all kind of new problems. Gnarly.
Yeah, I don't know how old he was when all this started, and I don't know how old he is now. In his 50s, late 40s. I don't know, but that's terrible. And listen,
it's 47.
47. So he would have been in his late 20s when his mom died in 07. Like, and that's maybe the beginning of the end for him. Maybe, you know, sometimes somebody's you're steadying for force and you've already got some issues.
Well, I believe you said he is diagnosed bipolar and he doesn't take the meds.
Mm. Tory Lanez, the guy who shot Megan Thee Stallion, he was stabbed in prison, looks like 14 times. He was hospitalized, looks like, I think this is from yesterday. So sometime in the last couple of days, he was stabbed in the prison yard yesterday morning is what it says here. Mm. Post on Tory Lanez's Instagram, which somebody else, I guess, is taking care of. He was stabbed 14 times in the back of the torso, the back of the head, and the left side of his face. It also claims both his lungs collapsed and he was placed on a breathing machine. Supposedly, he's now breathing on his own and in good spirits, despite being stabbed 14 times. He is serving a 10-year sentence for shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the foot outside a Hollywood party in the summer of 2020. And despite being behind bars, he's releasing a new album this summer. So a lot going on for people in prison these days. You can have an Instagram and release an album and get stabbed 14 times.
I've wondered if someone would go after that guy.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes people go into prison and if they're famous, they're like the king of the world there.
Right. But also he's a guy who, you know,
shot a lady
in the foot.
Yep. Anyway, Tory Lanez is who we're talking about, in case you haven't been following along with the Megan Thee Stallion. Like before I even knew about Megan Thee Stallion or Tory Lanez, I think the first thing I ever heard was like this up and coming chick had been shot in the foot by a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was telling her to dance.
Yes, he was. It's like.
It was awful. Mm-hmm. They were supposedly friends.
And this was before she broke.
Mm-hmm.
So she hadn't become the superstar that she's now gone on to become.
Right.
So, you know, I'm sure you're someone who's, you know, poised for launch and then someone shoots you in the.
Right.
And this is a so-called friend, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Like forced her out of his car.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, dance.
They were leaving a party at Kylie Jenner's home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez. Anyway, he He was stabbed in prison. I'm sure she's not bummed out by it. Maybe she is. Maybe she's like, oh no, poor guy. He shot me. I forgave him.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, I'm done. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Let's see here. Not the allergies. I did that. Not that.
I like
sorry,
that,
I didn't.
That was
I
good.
Didn't,
that was a very confusing story because I was like, why those places?
We got some people who wrote in from Wichita too, and they can confirm it's very, very allergy.
Which we have listeners in Wichita.
Uh huh.
Huh.
Well, you know, the app.
That is true.
Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice and Morty Show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram as he picks from the show and get links to all our personal profiles.
You really should go to the club more.
I know.
Your dancing is.
Right. Mwah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Tickets for Somber. S-O-M-B-R. Somber. All this week, listen to Jane at 405 for the code word. Text that to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the sold-out Somber show on October 27th at the Fillmore, courtesy of Live Nation.
Let me hear a little Somber. Sold out.
What did that person do to his chest?
You were resting on my chest?
Oh, that's very sexy.
Is it? Is that what it was?
I don't know.
The kids love him, though.
Somber.
Bob knows all about him.
Oh. He's blown up on TikTok.
Somber.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Do you think he's handsome?
He's not my type, but he is a very specific type.
Oh. He looks kind of like a Timothée Chalamet to me a little bit.
Yeah, a little skinny. Oh, he's nice. Got long hair.
Yeah.
Keep
talking.
He looks tall, but who knows?
Oh, there he is, Vin. Oh, yeah.
And he's
oh, my
real
God.
Young.
He looks just like Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, he's 19. Very artsy looking. He's from New York.
Okay. Oh, from New York.
New York.
Is he?
New York.
English?
I guess. Not York, but New York.
Listen to Jane this afternoon for your tickets to see Somber, everyone.
Somber. Spelled like Tinder with or Grindr with no... It's just an R.
Right.
Yeah, just R. Som.
Good job.
Thanks.
Warriors play tomorrow night at 6:30, and
Warriors.
You are needed. As a fan, they need your energy and your cheers and your love. It's win or go home tomorrow night at 6:30. A new Midday Girl starts here on Alice in just a little bit.
Yeah, half an hour.
We're all very excited.
Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, Jane's still in the afternoon.
Yes.
For those of you who are like, I can't tell time. So this is our Midday Girl.
We have a full lineup now.
Full lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is interesting. I hope I haven't already read this to you. This is a quick fast fact. You don't need to hit the sounder.
Fast fact.
You've promised you won't use Apple's music app to make nuclear or chemical weapons, and you don't even realize it. It's in the terms and conditions you agreed to that you never read that prohibits you using Apple Music to make nuclear or chemical weapons.
Are they just being hilarious? Or is
I don't
is
know.
Is there actually a chance I could use Apple Music to make nuclear or chemical weapons?
I don't know.
Like when I make my nuclear weapons and they explode like Apple Music will spew forth? Oh, all the songs at once. It's like the brown sound or something, you know? Like,
Canadians are so polite.
Oh, here we go.
That this is necessary. In Ontario, Canada, there's a law that saying sorry is not an admission of guilt.
Oh, sorry. But only in a general sense, not like not.
I'm sorry this happened.
I am sorry it happened. I'm not. But I don't. I'm not claiming responsibility for it.
Americans always believed Godzilla to be green, but in the Japanese movies, he was never green. He was always charcoal gray.
Mm. Yes. I feel like I knew that because I have seen Godzilla movies. I guess.
Well, they were black and white, so. Right.
Oh, and then later, maybe they colorized them and turned them green.
I mean, it was on. They had so many movies. They started in black and white, and then
I'm absolutely frothing for the new one to come out. What is that? It starts with an M.
Mothra.
No.
Monster X.
No, it's the series that started. There's only one season of it.
Oh, Manchurian. Mantra.
I can't think of it, but. It's
Monarch.
Monarch! Bob!
Thank you, Bob.
Yes! I am just...
How you figured that out from that? Whew. From them?
Well, it starts with an M.
Yeah.
And it's a Godzilla movie.
Show.
Right.
Okay. Gojira.
I wouldn't do this story. When I read it, I thought, I'm someone, you know, addiction isn't hysterical. In and of itself. This story, though, does go there.
Okay.
55-year-old Victoria Vidal was pulled over near Akron, Ohio on Monday for an outstanding warrant. She was also driving on a suspended license. None of that matters, though, and it's in the news because one of the passengers in her car was her pet raccoon. She got busted for drugs after the raccoon pulled out a meth pipe and tried to smoke it.
What?
The cop couldn't stop laughing. So I saw a video of this. That's why I was like, oh my gosh. This lady, first of all, they say she's 55. She looks older.
Well, meth.
Meth, right, the whole time. Mm-hmm. There you go. And then the pet raccoon finds her pipe and pulls it out.
Well, that car is a wreck.
Well,
too.
Yes,
like the whole inside panel of that door is.
Mm-hmm. Well, she travels.
She's 55. That lady's 55.
Yes,
but she looks. I'm not kidding you. 83 years old.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's pulled over. There she is, trying to talk her way out of trouble.
The pet raccoon, by the way, unfazed by every part of this.
Yeah. Pet raccoon, while sitting in the car, pulls out a crack pipe and starts to try and smoke it. The cop couldn't stop laughing as his chest cam got it all on video. He was arresting Victoria when he looked back at the car and saw the raccoon named Chewy sitting in the driver's seat holding a pipe in its mouth.
It's really cute. I mean, not the part where it's smoking meth, but like I think that raccoons are so cute.
The cop took the first meth pipe away, so Chewy grabbed a second pipe.
Oh, I've got another one. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. We can do it together.
Victoria might have just been in trouble for the warrant, but police said seeing the raccoon with the pipe led to a further search of the vehicle. And, of course, they found 3 full pipes, a small amount of crack, and 7 grams of meth.
Mm.
7 grams is a lot, isn't it?
I don't know.
Well, how many grams is of a coke would that be? A lot, right?
It would be the same. It would be 7 grams.
No, I mean, what is an 8-ball?
3.5.
3.5. That's a lot of stuff to put in your nose.
Yes.
That's my point.
It would take you quite a while.
I understand they're equivalent, smartass. What I'm trying to say is, so that's 2 8-balls.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, basically.
It's a lot.
I wonder if she was a dealer or if that was just like personal use. She looks like it was hers.
Yeah.
Did you ever buy an 8-ball yourself?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Kind of question his hat.
Yeah.
Have you?
Of course.
You bought an 8-ball.
Yes, I did. I enjoyed that.
Well, it was a bargain because it was $300 for an 8-ball, which was like getting a half a gram for free.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shopping bulk.
Right. Oh, proud
Chewy,
proud
it says here, the raccoon is going to be okay, even though this lady's facing felony drug possession and more.
Well, is he going to be okay? Because he's clearly addicted to crack and meth.
Well, they may have to clean him up.
Yeah.
Take him to raccoon rehab.
He's going to start freaking out. You know what's crazy is he's only 4 months old, but he looks like a 4-year-old. Thank you. Thank
Good
you.
One.
That's a meth ages you. Also, he's got no teeth.
Well, I mean, yes, right. That also works.
Yeah.
415, our text number is 800-400-3697. Not Bob's type. Tall, skinny, young, and long hair. She likes short, old, fat, bald guys. LOL.
Oh, poor Susan.
Yeah, poor Susan.
I can't believe
he's right.
Susan so many names.
Vinny, stop. I can't work. Too funny. The high raccoon. I need to turn you off. LOL. Don't turn us off.
Don't turn us off. Just keep the stream going.
Actually, don't keep even the turn the volume down. Don't, Put earplugs in.
Just right.
Keep the volume as loud as possible. Put in your earplugs.
Right.
That's just one of the many tests they use to see if anyone is reading those terms and conditions. Let me help you with that, 925. No one is reading those terms and conditions, right. And that is one of the major problems with all of this, is that there you are, scrolling, flipping.
I actually think it's a defensible thing in and of itself. I'm sorry, but find me someone who knows what's in
there. There's no way any one of the people I'm friends with who are also on this thing read this crap. Yeah. So I'm not going to read it too.
So I'm sorry that my chemical weapon contains Apple Music. All right?
All right, you going to game me? I can hear it in the background.
I can too. Yeah. Now, don't forget, you start with 2 points. I can't remember why, but you did, in fact, acquire 2 points earlier today.
I guess the right date of something.
Yes.
Yes.
The exact right year.
It was 2003, but I don't remember.
But I don't remember what it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nope. And no one ever will. So Vinny starts with 2-0. Okay? We're going to play How Old Is That Guy? How old's Robert Pattinson? That's emo Batman and Twilight Vampire Edward Cullen. Is he 32, 36, or 39? Robert Pattinson.
I'll say 36.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Was 39 an option?
Yep, 32, 36, and 39.
39.
I also will go 39.
39 is the correct answer. How old is Lena Dunham? Frequently naked creator and star of the show Girls. 33, 39, or 41. How old's Lena Dunham?
39.
What are the ages again?
33, 39, and 41.
41.
41.
She is 39. That's another point for Bob. We are at, let's see, Vinny has 3, Maddie has 0, Bob has 2. How old is Stevie Wonder? 71, 75, or 79? 25 Grammys, most ever by a male solo artist.
79.
79.
I'll say 79.
What was that?
71, 75, or 79?
71.
75 was the correct answer. No points assigned. No points assigned. How old is Harvey Keitel, children?
Who's that?
He plays a tough guy in almost every movie he's in, from Pulp Fiction to Taxi Driver to Reservoir Dogs. He even played the role of Satan in an Adam Sandler movie called Lil Nicky. Is he 77, 82, or 86?
Harvey, what do they Keitel call him in Pulp Fiction? The Wolf?
The Fixer, yeah.
Yeah.
The Wolf, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a fixer.
Is he the Wolf? I don't, something like that, yeah. Yep. The Wolf.
I could be wrong. That's what came
it
to
feels,
me.
It feels, yeah, me too.
Okay, what's the question?
Don't look it up because you haven't guessed yet. Don't look yet. It's his birthday today. He might pop right up.
Oh, dear.
77, 82, or 86. How old's Harvey Keitel?
82.
82.
What was the last one?
86.
86.
You're going 86?
Yeah, why not?
86 is the correct answer.
Oh, I got one. It is the Wolf.
Oh, it is the Wolf.
Winston the Wolf.
Winston the Wolf. Darius Rucker. How old's Darius Rucker? You know, lead singer Hootie. He's Hootie in the Blowfish. 55, 57, or 59. He's a big country star now. Darius Rucker. How old is he?
Oh, it was about Siegfried and Roy.
Oh, yeah. Yep. What year did the tiger attack happen? Mm-hmm. Yep.
What year was he saved?
53.
That wasn't one of the choices.
Wait, what?
So, Darius Rucker, is he 55, 57, or 59?
59.
57.
I will go 57.
He is 59, and that is 3 points now for Bob, 3 points for Vinny, and 1 point for Maddie. How old Stephen Colbert from The Late Show and The Colbert Report and The Daily Show? 61, 63, or 65?
61.
63.
61.
61 is the correct answer.
Ah!
And this is our final one. You can tie it up here.
Doubt it.
Mm-hmm. I like your attitude. How old is Dennis Rodman? 64, 68, or 67?
Who's that again?
Basketball player. He's a crazy basketball player. He's always just dressed as crazy. He's crazy. 64, 67,
really?
Or 68?
68.
What was the first one?
64, 67, or 68?
67.
He is 64. And so Bob wins with 4 points. Maddie and Vinny are tied with 3 points apiece. But it's Bob all the way.
What's my name?
My name is Bob.
Yeah, right.
Thank you for listening. Oh, yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
May I make a song request?
Okay.
You make it not fun?
Okay.
You make it not fun. You make it not fun. You get all excited and you make it not fun.
The hit.
Goodbye. Coming up next, check out our brand new friend, Mason. Mason makes her debut on the Alice right after a couple minutes from now at 10 o'clock. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking. or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.